Okay, so today's discussion is on facing your giants. I want us to start off in the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 17, okay? We're going to read from verses 4 till almost the end of the chapter, okay? Maybe I'll read. Or maybe you'll read. No, I'm kidding. I'll read. It's Friday night. You guys are tired, I'm sure. You guys are in summer? You guys are in summer. You're not tired at all. Who's in summer school? Raise your hand if you're in summer school. Or raise your hand if you did summer school and now it's over. Okay, raise your hand if you're in summer school now. Okay, raise your hand if you're working. Oh, wow. Good for you guys. Okay. Who's not working? Okay, come up and read. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So, we all know the story of David and Goliath, but I want to go into it a little more detail with you guys today. So, we'll read together the story of David and Goliath, and then I want you guys to maybe take a new perspective on the story, okay? A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a bronze helmet on his head and wore a coat of scale armor of bronze, weighing 5,000 shekels. On his legs he wore bronze greaves, and a bronze javelin was slung on his back. His spear shaft was like a weaver's rod, and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. His shield bearer went ahead of him. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not the servants of Saul? Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us." Then the Philistine said, "This day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other." On hearing the Philistine's words, Saul and the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Now David was the son of an Ephrathite named Jesse, who was from Bethlehem in Judah. Jesse had 8 sons, and in Saul's time he was very old. Jesse's 3 oldest sons had followed Saul to the war. The firstborn was Eliab, the second Abinadab, and the third Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 oldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's sheep at Bethlehem. For 40 days, the Philistine came forward every morning and evening and took his stand. Now Jesse said to his son David, "Take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are and bring back some assurance from them. They are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah, fighting against the Philistines." Early in the morning, David left the flock in the care of a shepherd, loaded up and set out, as Jesse had directed. He reached the camp as the army was going out to its battle positions, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up their lines, facing each other. David left his things with the keeper of supplies, ran to the battle lines and asked his brothers how they were. And as he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance, and David heard it. When the Israelites saw the man, they all fled from him in great fear. Now the Israelites had been saying, "Do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his family from taxes in Israel." David asked the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" They repeated to him what they had been saying and told him, "This is what will be done for the man who kills him." When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, He burned with anger at him and asked, "Why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know how conceited you are and how wicked your heart is. You came down only to watch the battle." "Now what have I done?" said David. "Can't I even speak?" He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter. And the men answered him as before. What David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You are only a young man, and he has been a warrior from his youth." But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, and I went after it, struck it and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord, who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine." Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around, because he was not used to them. "I cannot go in these," he said to Saul, "because I am not used to them." So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in his hand approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistine, with his shield bearer in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was little more than a boy, glowing with health and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, "Am I a dog that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his God. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by the sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. That's an icon of what happened. We love the story of David and Goliath, don't we, right? We love the story of David because David faced Goliath and was victorious. You know, David is this young, handsome guy. He's this young, handsome guy, right? Young boy, you'd think that the young girls of the time are, you know, they have their eye on him or something. But his hands are looking for stones. 5 stones. Stones that can sit in the palm of your hand to face Goliath. We love this story so much. And why do we love the story? Because the stories of David are like our stories. We notice that David faces many giants in his life, not just this one giant of Goliath, but he faces the giant in the temptation of Bathsheba. He faces a giant in the murder of Uriah. He faces a giant when he's writing psalms in the wilderness or when he's raising his rebellious son. He's always facing giants in his life. And we are too. We're facing giants. We're facing disease. We're facing debt. We're facing difficulties. We're facing death. We're facing depression. These are the giants that we face day to day. And if there's something we love about the story of David, it's this. He teaches us how to face our giants. Sometimes he failed, right? Sometimes David failed. Sometimes he didn't do a good job facing his giants. And guess what? We're going to fail too. We make mistakes, right? The story of David reminds us that God loves us even when we make mistakes. And then sometimes David succeeded, right? Sometimes the 9-foot tall giant comes down like Goliath did. David teaches us something in the story that if you focus on your giants, you will fall. But if you focus on God, your giants will fall. Take note of the number of times that David referred to God in that chapter, and the number of times that David referred to Goliath. I counted 9 references to God and only 2 references to Goliath. Where was the mind of David that day? The mind of David was on God. It's a 9-to-2 ratio. 4 times more references to God than to the giant. So, if you do the math, how many times are we thinking about God when we think about our challenges? Do we think about God 4 times as often as we think about our challenges? Do we ponder God's strength 4 times as often as we're pondering our own weakness? Do we meditate on God's forgiveness 4 times as much as we meditate on our mistakes? Maybe now we know why our giants are bringing us down. If we want to stand strong against our giants, let's face our giants like David faced his. Think about God. Think about God. Our focus should be on him, not on our giant. David picked out 5 stones on that day. Why 5? Why 5? Why not 2? Why not 10? I can't help but wonder why he picked 5 stones. But we'll talk about 5 stones. 5 decisions that David made that we can help make to face our own giants. So 5 stones. The first, and you can use your hand to help remember. 5 stones. The first stone is the stone of the past. You know, you see the thumb here? We can represent that by the thumb. See how the thumb is kind of like past the other ones? No. So the first stone is the stone of the past. Remember the victories of the past. That'll help you face the giants of the future. That's what David did. You know, Saul told David, "You're not good enough. You're weak. You're young. You're the youngest of your brothers." And what did David tell Saul? "Wait a second. I killed a bear. I killed a lion. God helped me bring down the lion and the bear. God can help me bring down Goliath too. Don't we have some lions and bears in our life that God helped us bring down? Don't we have some victories that we can remember to give us courage for facing the challenges of the present? Pick up the stone of the past. Pick up the stone of the past. Then, do what David did. Secondly, do what David did. Go down into the valley. This is the valley here. I'm going to go down into the valley. Like that. Go down into the valley and pick up the stone of prayer. David went low into the valley before he went high into the battle. Be sure and do that. Don't face your giant without first facing God. Go down on your knees before you get up to fight. You know, when you read the stories in the life of David, the times where he was successful, he prayed before. The times where he failed, he didn't pray. Don't face your giants without first facing God. The third stone is the stone of priority. Note that what mattered to David that day was not his own comfort or his reputation. What mattered to him was the name of the living God. It angered him. It angered him that Goliath was defaming the name of God. David's role was to go out and protect and uphold God's reputation. And it could be that God is letting you face whatever giants you have in your life, so he can display his power and show his strength. The fourth stone, fourth finger here, is the stone of passion. I'll remember that because I have my wedding ring on the fourth finger, right? So passion. God wants us to have the passion that David had when it came time for him to battle his giants. You know, when we were reading the scripture there, it said that David ran towards Goliath. He ran towards Goliath. He ran towards his giant. He didn't sneak up on him. He didn't walk behind him. He didn't walk towards him. He ran towards him. Let me ask a rhetorical question. When was the last time we ran towards our giants? When was the last time we looked like this guy, theoretically, running towards our difficulties and our problems? What do? We run away, right? We run away. Things like difficulties, relationship problems, debt. I know you guys are still students, but debt. Diseases, right? Death in the family. Don't run anymore. Don't run backwards. Run forwards. We can tackle our giants with God's help. Lastly, pick up the stone of persistence. Why did David have five stones? Why? The Bible teaches us that Goliath had four relatives who were also giants. It's true. That were as big or bigger than Goliath was. As far as David knew, they were maybe going to, once he took down Goliath, they were going to come running up the hills and run down and attack him, right? So David was ready. Was ready if he needed to reload. He was ready if Goliath wasn't going to go down with one stone. He was prepared. And he was ready to be persistent. We need to be ready. We need to be persistent. Sometimes, you know, one letter of apology to a friend we lost is not going to be enough. One counseling session or one therapy session for our depression is not going to do it. One effort is not enough. We've got to stay at it. We've got to keep going. We've got to keep trying. And if we do this, in time, we'll know that the giant will come down. Let's learn what David learned, that no giant is too big. If God is our God, face our God, and our giants will fall. But if you focus on your giants, we will fall. So who's going to repeat the five stones? Very good. Very good. The five decisions that David made symbolize the five stones. The stone of the past. The stone of the past. Use our past experiences. God has worked in every single one of our lives before. Use our past experiences. God got me through this giant. He's going to get me through the next one. Right? Prayer. Before we face our giant, say a prayer. Prioritize. Prioritize God in our life and God's glory in our life. Passion. Run towards your difficulties. Run towards your giants. Don't walk towards it. Don't run away from it. Right? Run towards it. And lastly, persistence. Right? Glory be to God forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Oh Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us here today, for listening to your word and giving us your word. Oh Lord, we thank you for always being with us when we have difficulties in our lives. We can count on you. We can count on you to be there for us. Oh Lord, give us the faith in you. To know that you'll be by our side whenever we face challenges or difficulties or problems in our lives. Let our challenges, O Lord, be for the glory of your holy name. O Lord, strengthen the youth in this church. Be with them. Guide them, O Lord, towards your path. Ease their lives, O Lord. Strengthen the church and the servants of the church. Hear us, O Lord, when we pray to you thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.